fantastic pleasure today to have on SBS Radio Babs Olusanmonkun. He's one of the main characters of a fantastic series happening on SBS. It's called Roots. Hi, Babs.
Hi, how are you, Christophe?
I'm really good, and I'm very honored to speak to you because I've been lucky to see part of the series. It's just fantastic.
Thank you so much.
It must have been quite an honor for yourself to be part of such a great miniseries.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It was an amazing honor, an amazing experience. Of course, I was aware of Roots sometime in childhood, you know, and my family was very into it, you know, so it was something to hear they were doing it again, which wasn't such an exciting proposition at first. But then when I had the opportunity to actually see the script, you know, for the first night, and I was encouraged to go in, and yeah, it's amazing, and it worked out.
Absolutely. And so if we just reset the scene, the series was firstly made in the late 70s. In terms of the success, I was going to say, of course, you were aware of it because everybody was aware of it. 85% of the Americans watched it.
Yes, yes. It was massive. It was massive, not only in the States, really. It was massive worldwide, too. But it was definitely a massive thing in the States, whereas I believe it ended up being up to 130 million people. Actually watched it, you know, back then. It was a phenomenon, actually.
Yeah, and he actually still is in the top 10 of the most watched series in Australia ever.
Absolutely, I believe that. It was the same in Nigeria, you know, where I'm originally from, you know. So I mentioned it to somebody from Argentina a few weeks ago, an older lady, and she was like, of course, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, so it was worldwide. Yeah.
So not too much pressure when you were reading the script. How did you feel the pressure?
You know, definitely. I mean, first of all, it was a beautifully written script, you know, but definitely going into the project, having been cast, there was a sense of purpose, a sense of mission, a sense of something for sure larger than myself and all of us, really. And it was about honoring those before us in terms of the piece itself, in terms of Roots itself, and in terms of the larger African-American population, and as a matter of fact, American population, as this is American history.
And it comes at a time where, you know, there's the whole movement about the Black Lives Matter in the U.S. It's an epic time in the U.S., and the series does great justice about the history.
Absolutely, absolutely. It definitely resonates with what's happening today. And that was one of the really fantastic things in seeing Night 2. You know, Night 1 was beautiful, which I was in, but then in seeing Night 2 and seeing, you know, some of the dialogue, the way Kunta Kinte was presented and how he held on to his identity and how he fought for himself and just kept trying to survive and escape, because he never saw himself as a slave. You know, he just saw himself as an enslaved man, as a man trapped, but he never submitted to that. And it's what is going on now, of course, is not a good thing at all. And I think some of those battles are absolutely being fought right now, as sad as it is to say.
Absolutely. But the fact that 50 million people watched your series, does that give you a bit of hope on people maybe understanding a bit more again?
You know, absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what, Christophe? I think one must be honest. I think the people that watched the series, or, you know, I think most people that are honest, that have open hearts, already know what's wrong. You know, so it's great that 50 million have watched Roots, and I pray it opened hearts. But I feel like if you just pay attention to even now, I don't know how you can turn away, you know, but Roots is definitely, you know, getting on the train here in New York City and, you know, even just walking around my neighborhood, young people, you know, older people, middle-aged people, young people, you know, I had a 14, 15-year-old girl run up to me the other day, and, you know, she was like, oh, my God, Roots, Roots, and, you know, she said, can I hug you, you know? So that's important, that this 14, 15-year-old young black girl, you know, connected to that, and that this said something to her, you know, to get a sense of history, you know, and how she's here, in a way, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Yeah, I just hope it touches people individually like that. And I am seeing that personally.
That must have been a beautiful moment for you.
Absolutely. At first she said, "Are you really the guy?" I'm like, "I am, but if you don't believe me, it's okay." And then she said, "Okay, no, can I please hug you?"
talk to us as an actor when you saw the cast. We're talking Forest Whitaker, we're talking Anna Paquin, or Jonathan Rhys. It's just an amazing cast.
Well, you know, fortunately for me, I think, you know, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers was already connected, but Forest Whitaker got attached while I was already on set in South Africa. You know, so that was really a great addition. It was beautiful. But really, you know, the project, the director, you know, Philip Noyce, who shot the first night. Oh, Mr. Noyce is Australian. Philip is Australian. So, you know, knowing he was connected to it, and he's actually a filmmaker I admire greatly. He's a master filmmaker. And so I was very excited about it, apart from the historical aspect in terms of people attached to it. Philip Noyce was somebody that, you know, I was very excited to work with. And then, of course, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, finding out then later that Forest Whitaker was coming in, it just made it, you know, hearing Forest Whitaker was coming in just made it like we were in South Africa and I was with the other actors, Malachi, Kirby, Kunta Kinte, and, you know, the other guys. And it was just like we heard he was coming in. We're like, yeah, you know, it makes sense. You know, that Forest Whitaker will be joining us, you know, as the fiddler. And Ikonani Rose, wow, you know? So that was her, actually. She was also one of the actors. I was like, wow, she's involved. This is going to be something.
Talk to us about the person you play in the series, your Kunta Kinte's father.
Yes, I play Omoro Kinte, the father of Kunta Kinte. He's a powerful guy, you know? He's a powerful guy. You know, who raised this child who he wanted to follow in the family tradition, you know, of being a warrior. And Omoro is a man that, you know, loved his family, wanted his family to follow tradition. To have Kunta was of course, a special thing, a really special occasion. And for Kunta to have turned into such a strong, you know, and really defiant, you know, but single-minded young man was a sight to behold for Omoro, the father. But, you know, being cast for this, Omoro, you know, this role was expanded. The dad was more expanded in this version than in the original version, you know. And I knew that sort of going in. You know, Philip kept saying, you know, we want a strong Omoro. We want a strong father. For Kunta, because Kunta is going to be a strong character, and we need him to have this bigger role model to follow. So it was in that vein that Omoro came about.
Absolutely. Don't tell us everything else, because it's must-watch TV. And I'm not stressing this out because it's on SBS, but it's must-watch TV. Thank you. It was great talking to you, Babs. And maybe a few words why people should watch it here in Australia.
Wow. You need to watch Roots, because it's about the human condition. It's about world history. It's about people that had their own languages, their own beauty, their own traditions, and were forced into unbelievable circumstances and ultimately triumphed. That's why you should watch it. It's beautifully done, beautifully shot. A lot of the people that were saying, oh, why do this again? And I was sort of one of them, actually, when I first heard about this confession. But it's so well done. It's so beautiful. It's so powerful. Such a strong cast. And, and Mr. Philip Noyce, an Aussie, directed First Night. So you should definitely check it out.
That was Babs Olusamankun. Thank you. Thank you, Babs.
Thank you for having me, Christophe.